Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus Said, We Must Get Ready for the Lord's Return. Amen. Jesus wants us to be ready. And he said many times in the Word of God that we must get ready. Get ready for what? The second return of Jesus Christ. Remember, the book of Revelation is all about Jesus coming back, Jesus living on this earth for 1,000 years, and finally defeating Satan once and for all. And we are living in that time, people. We are living in that time, friends, family, whoever's listening to this message. We are the particular people, the peculiar people. Like the Bible says, we are a peculiar generation. We have been chosen to live in this time right before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, you know, the Bible says nobody knows the day or the hour. But Jesus said you can see the sign. You will see certain signs and you will know that Jesus is coming back. Number one is people are not living for God. Even though they're Christian, many don't live for God. They don't know the Word of God at all. Many of America people do not know anything about the Bible or about the Christian faith or have heard the gospel about Jesus saving their soul. Like we were taught when we were little, a lot of people don't know the Ten Commandments. So why do we have to talk about his return? It's not about making us afraid, because it's something to be rejoiced about. We are chosen to live in this generation. Amen. Friends, I'm so glad that you having a heart to read the Word of God and follow me on Facebook in Bible Book Club. And I do post the scriptures for the day. And I would love you to read with us. We start in January, we end in December, and by the time you get to December, you will have read the whole Bible. Does that mean you're reading every single scripture? Probably not. But it's better that you begin to develop a relationship with Christ and read his word and get to know what God is saying. And the Bible says the truth will set you free. And believe me, it has set me free. And God, does it mean we're perfect? No, we're not. We're always going to have error in our lives because we're made human, right? And all human beings have errors and faults and sins. So, but God made a way that we can ask him to forgive us. Praise the Lord. So we're in Luke chapter 12. Jesus said, be prepared, all dressed and ready for your Lord's return from the wedding feast. Where is he coming from heaven? He's having the feast. What feast is this about? This is his feast of the being married to the church. And probably we will be there in that wedding feast. If you are part of the body of Christ, you know the Lord, we probably will be there and we will be coming back with him. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment that he arrives and knocks. There will be great joy for those who are ready and who are waiting for his return. What did he say? He said, there will be great joy, not sorrow, not distress, anxiety, not any of those other feelings that come along with the human error, with our humanness. So we will have great joy because we know what we're supposed to be doing. We know what we're waiting for. We're not waiting for just anybody. This is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords himself coming to be with us forever. He will wipe away every tear, the Bible says. He will be our king. We don't need a president. We need a king who is righteous and who will be the only one that can sit in that king's chair. Right now, there's a lot of people wanting to be kings, a lot of people wanting to be presidents, a lot of people want to be the leader. But the problem is, we all have error in our life. But Jesus is the only one that never sinned. Can you believe that? He never sinned. He never told a lie. He never got in bed with anybody. He completed the whole Ten Commandments. Can you do that? I know I can't. I have error in my life like anybody else. So it says, he himself will seat them and put on a waiter's uniform and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come at 9 o'clock at night or even at midnight. But whenever he comes, there will be joy for his servants who are ready. He never said you're going to be crying or you're going to be disowned or whatever it is. Whatever fear that might be connected with the second coming of the Lord will disappear. We will have great joy. It's joyous to be in this day and this time. We have the privilege to live in this time. Everyone will be ready for him if they knew the exact hour of his return, just as they would be ready for a thief if they knew when the thief was coming. So be ready all the time. Right now you need to be ready. What does that mean? You need to know who Jesus is. You need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You need to start honoring him and reading your word and doing whatever it is that the Lord put in your heart to do. If God has a purpose, and they know he does, have a purpose for each one of us. For I, the Messiah, come when least expected. Peter asked him, Lord, are you talking just to us or to everyone? And the Lord replied, I'm talking to any faithful, sensible man whose master gives him the responsibility of feeding the other servant. If his master returns and finds that he has done a good job, there will be a reward. His master will put him in charge of all that he owns. Once people think, well, what's going to happen when Jesus come back? What are we going to be doing? Where are we going to be living? What's going to be our jobs? I mean, I have a million questions, but I'm not worried about it because it says in his word, we must be ready, and when he comes, he's going to tell us the rest of the story. He's going to show us what we need to do. He's going to allow us to reign with him forever. How do I know that? because the Bible says that. We are going to reign with him. Friends, we must get ready for the wedding feast of the Lamb. There will be great joy for those who are ready and waiting for his return. Do you have great joy? Great joy in Christ coming back. Now, a lot of people have said he was coming and he never came yet. But you know what? It's still in the future. Book of Revelation says he will come. Three times Jesus said in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be." This is what Jesus said, and you can bank on that. Why? Because he's not a liar. Satan is a liar, but Jesus is never a liar. He tells you the truth whether you like to hear it or you don't. So we have to accept it, right? And it's by faith we receive the blessings that God has for us. If you don't know Jesus, you can say this prayer with me right now. Father God, I know Jesus died for my sins. I know that I am a sinner because all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. And I'm counted in that number. I ask you to forgive me for my sins, no matter how bad it is. My sins are, Father God, you can wash it away. And you can give me new life. I ask you for that new life today. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and change me. Make me into a new creature. And Lord, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And Lord, I look forward to you coming back one day to receive me unto yourself. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Save my family, save my children, save my parents, save any person in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you have said that prayer, please let me know. I would love to hear that you have come to Jesus, and I want to help you to grow in God. Amen and amen.